This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. It's Monday, the 28th of July, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We've got two guests coming up today that I'll tell you about a little bit later in the next segment, and a ton of news. You talk about firestorms going on all over the place, but much of it is nothing but a red herring diversion operation by the globalist. We had the senators up on the Sunday news shows yesterday talking about how the government whitewash commission excised out 20-plus pages of information about Saudi Arabia and how they were tied to the terrorist. Folks, Saudi Arabia didn't run the terrorist. The globalists did. MI5, MI6, CIA, Mossad. From all the evidence. Now, are the Saudis aware of it and involved in it? At a certain level, they are. In fact, about 2 weeks ago, the Saudis had gotten word that they were going to be in the report from Congress and the Whitewash Commission. And they said, if you list our banks as funding terrorists, we're going to list who owns our banks and who was involved in the transfers. And they said it's four top U.S. banks with connections to U.S. intelligence. There were a bunch of articles in mainstream foreign press as the Saudis and the Saudi foreign minister in Washington, of course, it wasn't in our news, said, if you list us, we're going to tell the world how you're involved in the terror. And so, yes, that part of the report got cleaned up real fast. And remember, only part of the overall report's been released. There's stuff in there about Dick Cheney's Energy Commission bragging about how they'd soon get the Iraq oil. There's stuff in there with informants and FBI agents living with hijackers on both the West and East Coast. There's a lot of really bad stuff in there, but it's nothing compared to the really big smoking guns of insider trading by the CIA against American and United. It is nothing compared to public officials being warned not to fly to New York that day, or the Pentagon and the White House ordering NORAD to stand down, or the fact that hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases, on and on and on. That's why you need to get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Descent into Tyranny. The story's so big, I've had to make two films and write a book that are condensed information just trying to cover the sloppy execution of 9-1-1. And information on the book and the films are on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net right now. Okay, there's a bunch of other news, too, and it's really a ridiculous quantity of it. I'm going to try to just briefly run through some of the headlines on about 20 stories, if I can do it, when we get back, and then we'll also take your calls in this hour, and then I've got the company coming on that's building the emergency relocation centers, or they've got one of the thousands of contracts building the FEMA centers. We've got those folks coming on, and we've got some other guests as well. So it's a big show lined up for you on July 28, 2003. And yes, Bob Hope of Bohemian Grove fame has died. And we hope he went to heaven, but as a worshiper of Moloch, we're not too sure. I'm sorry, I should talk about him as a good guy. Okay, Moloch is a Christian deity, and, well, actually, that's not true, but we'll just say it is. We'll be right back.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, again, it's another Monday, another week spanning out before us. And we do have several guests coming up today. We've got the spokesperson for one of the corporations involved in building the emergency relocation centers for your safety, of course. One of the quarantine centers joining us on the show. And we've got some other guests as well that I'll tell you about a little bit later in the broadcast. In the meantime, Bob Hope is dead at 100 years old. And, the guy didn't seem like a bad person to me. He seemed like a kind of that 1940s slapstick style of humor. I know that my grandmother or grandmothers like Bob Hope, but he does attend the Bohemian Grove, or did attend, and had been involved in some of the revelry there, according to the Washington Times and Spy Magazine and Esquire and other publications. But I wonder why they didn't mention that in his big obituary today, wall to wall, all over the news, that Mr. Hope was a worshiper of a Canaanite god, a child sacrifice god. I don't know. I think if I was famous and I worshipped a ancient Canaanite deity, I would think that that would be newsworthy. But again, maybe I'm being mean. Maybe I was bad last week when I read the San Francisco Chronicle saying that the Bohemian Grove Club and the Republican leadership have asked Arnold Schwarzenegger to run for governor at the Grove, and they don't know if he will accept. But again, is it newsworthy that somebody who's going to run for governor and calls themselves a conservative is anti-gun, pro-abortion, his father was a Gestapo operator, and he goes to the Grove for the last 20 years? I don't know. Again, I ask the question, would you let your neighbor walk your dog or babysit your children if they worshipped a 45-foot stone owl in the backyard and committed mock human sacrifices? Because the Grove admits on the Trio Network and on the BBC and all over news and TV that I did sneak in 3 years ago and get the footage of them doing these rituals. It's like Tom Cruise running out of Eyes Wide Shut and saying, I've got video of what the world leaders do, and the news says, ah, so what, we don't care, because we were there. Well, I guess that's kind of what happened. But this is for real, and I just thought I'd mention that for you. When we talk about Bob Hope, who's gone home now to meet his maker, wonder how he's doing. Maybe he repented for going to the Grove. I just think that when these people die, we need to really honestly look back on their lives. Oh, I may get criticized for this, kind of like when I got on the air and I said, don't give money to the Red Cross, don't give money to United Way, they're going to give it to gun grabbers. And I got a few mean emails, and even a few stations got mad at me, but a few months later they were apologizing and saying, well, we just won't pick up an hour of your show. We'll pick up all three, because you were right about that. Alex, how did you know the Red Cross takes your money and gives it to gun grabbers? Well, because they did it in the past, and I have a long-term memory. How did I know that United Way is a criminal organization? Well, because they've been caught about 10 times, folks. I mean, they're incredible. They are... Again, I am almost cursed with a long-term memory. I remember with Oklahoma City, the Red Cross took over the, quote, mail to the families, and there would be checks handwritten by other family members to family members, and the Red Cross would endorse it over to themselves, what bank would argue, and then arrogantly go on and mail the letter itself without the check to the families. Now, that's the kind of stuff. The Red Cross is so evil, is so corrupt, is so dastardly. And I'm not talking about the useful idiots that go and volunteer for it. They're good people, but they empower an evil organization because they're ignorant. Oh, in fact, that's how this whole New World Order operates. They've got all these well-meaning saps who don't investigate anything, that don't look at a politician's voting record, but believe their rhetoric, that don't research the Red Cross or United Way, just believe their rhetoric. And you give a nice face to some of the most evil groups out there. But, again, same thing with Bob Hope. I can't really say the guy is evil. I could just say he was a member of the Bohemian Grove, which... according to German chancellors and David Gergen and many others in and out of U.S. government, is a meeting house for a satanic cult. Now, that's members saying this. I just thought it might be added that, you know, when Anton LaVey died, they pointed out that he was the founder of the modern Church of Satan. And I think that that was proper to mention that, but... Anyways, just side issue. Maybe you don't want to know about the Red Cross ripping you off and having telethons and the United Way having telethons and giving tens of millions to the gun grabbers. Maybe you want to lose your guns. Okay, all right. Maybe you want to be conned by Bush, Mr. Open Border, Mr. Supercomputer to China, Mr. Protect Bill Clinton and Block Dan Burton's Committee, Mr. Make the Vaccine Record Secret. Maybe you want to be conned. Maybe this isn't the show for you. Maybe you want to lose your guns and lose your sovereignty. Oh, by the way, the Republicans are set this week to vote on this so-called expansion of free trade bill. You've seen how wonderful NAFTA and GATT have been for the economy. They now have a bill for unlimited guest worker program, which is amnesty across the board. They will let them in, accept any ID card. Unlimited. It could be another 20 million, another 30 million. Unlimited means unlimited, and it'll be real good for your job. In fact, they won't have to ship them to India or China. I guess Boeing and Dell and everybody else can stay here like GM has done from Michigan to Alabama. They just bring in the Russians and the Poles to build the trucks. Why, they're even displacing the illegal aliens, the illegal Latin Americans. So that's nice. And of course, they're paid about $5 an hour, and they work 65 to 80-hour work weeks, the different articles say. And they all live in one-room apartments. So you'll have 6 to 10 guys living in a little bedroom, living room, bathroom, kitchen, efficiency. And they all just pile out and get in their van supplied by GM, and they just ride off to the camp. And that'll be real good for the economy. I mean, and you say, well, they're hardworking, and you know, this is what America's all about. Yeah, they are hardworking. And they're right at home with police and black ski masks, and they're right at home with face scanning cameras everywhere, and they're right at home with showing their papers and getting out and licking black boots. Why, they're even more at home than the Mexicans are. On top of it, how are you going to compete, whether you're a Polish American or a black American or a German American or a Chinese American who's a citizen who pays the property taxes and the state income taxes and the federal income taxes and the excise taxes and all these taxes? You pay all these taxes and all this stuff. How are you going to compete against 10 sweaty guys, whether they're from Mexico or Poland, in an efficiency apartment? How are you going to compete against that with GM supplying the white van? How are you going to compete? You're not. It's going to drive all your wages down. But don't worry, your daughter can work in a topless bar. Your son can be a crack dealer, or maybe he can work on a golf course. I don't know. For all the government bureaucrats who make the $500,000 a year. Or the private corporations that get the contracts from the government bureaucrats. All part of the privatization. Yes, the new privatization. You mean the hijacking. The government, the corporations finance a big government to get us all addicted. Then they blow out the government and hand it over to the corporations and put a man with a black ski mask and a submachine gun on every corner and call it freedom. I don't know, though. I've talked to some of these Poles and Russians. They seem to know about the New World Order, so maybe they won't make good citizens. Maybe they will stand up to tyranny. But they tend to know all about it, but say, oh, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. My father disappeared to the gulag. We never saw him again. We got word he was dumped into an underground lake in a salt mine. Poor daddy, he smarted off when the policeman grabbed mommy's breast. Yeah, the little kids remember. I've talked to these guys. I mean, their dad would be there. You know, they'd be 10 years old. One of these guys would come over in a black uniform, start questioning mommy. Daddy would say no and stand up to the guy, and, well, daddy'd get punched right in the face and drug off. Don't worry, you're going to get to enjoy it. It's already begun. Don't worry, the new freedom is here. You're all going to get to enjoy it. You get to turn your guns in and be conservative. That's the conservative thing to do. Ultra-liberals are against gun control. Conservatives are for it. We heard the Ann Coulters. How dare I say Bush shouldn't sign the assault weapons ban. I must be against the flag. The flag. But I go, but I'm for what the flag symbolizes. Shut up. That's just what liberals say.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a road map to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
All right, my friends, we're back live. Thanks for joining us today. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. But, I mean, I really have taken time out to talk to Russian and Polish immigrants to this country, and they know all about the New World Order. They understand the propaganda, and to hear the stories of their neighbors or their uncle or their father who would complain because there wasn't a proper safety measures at the smelting plant, and somebody got killed, and so they'd complain, and then men from the Communist Bureau would come and say, "You've undermined the motherland by lowering morale at this plant. You're a terrorist," and they arrest him. They generally come so there wouldn't be too big a stir at home and knock on the door, and Dad would put his head down like a sheep off the slaughter and walk out with the men who would go put him in the back of the truck and take him off as a slave laborer, where they'd work him to death over 20, 30 years. They found people in the camp, some of them that got released later, and they still run them today, who'd been there 30, 40 years. U.S. veterans of World War II, they find them living, you know, 85 years old now, after they got released when they were too old from the camp, because even the camp guards kind of had affection for them. You know, they'd been there so long. Old Americans taken out of the Nazi camps, and the Russians took them. It's admitted in congressional hearings. Our government knew 21,000 of our boys were taken by Stalin, but who cares? It's patriotic not to care about the troops. Okay, then I don't care about them. I actually want to get our troops back from places like death camps in Russia, and that means I'm bad. I'm not patriotic. I'm evil. I admit it. Killing and slaughtering and letting our troops take deadly vaccines and Huff radiation and CERN and VX, that's patriotism. Being a mindless, bug-eyed idiot with a Power of Pride sticker on your car. A mindless pride and a husk of what America once was. And you talk to these Poles and these Russians about, yes, our police wore these black uniforms, and they started wearing masks, and they said it was all for our own good. And I talked to one guy about how his father was taken away, all because a police captain wanted his mother. And, of course, his mother wouldn't have anything to do with it, so she later was taken too. But, again, that's part of freedom. And the little boy went into the little youth work camp and got trained how to later go into the Soviet Army. You know, for the homeland, we've got to have national service and national drafts. That's freedom. You're for the flag, aren't you? Imagine your mother and father drug away to death camps. That's freedom. Yes, that's big government, the power of the state. And they're setting it up here, but we should just lay down and go along with it. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was bad when he said that they should have fought and should have stood up. The Second Amendment's bad, folks. I agree with Bush. Let's just turn our guns in and let him sign the assault weapons ban and add to it the ban on all semi-automatic shotguns. Let's do the conservative thing. Can we all do that together now? Can we all listen to Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh, who tell us how conservative they are all day but blind us to all the real news? I've been wrong all along. I'm beginning to realize that more and more on this show. I've been wrong all along. Big government's good. Entering into evil is good. The welfare state is good, as the neocons say. Ron Paul was bad to give that speech on July 10th, saying that George Bush and the neocons are the ultimate threat and are destroying America. How dare him have a record of conservatism, of real conservatism? I want the phony conservatism. I want to be a mindless idiot. That's what I want to be lied to and manipulated. Oh, and you know what? The troops are real upset about that. They were told they'd be coming back from Iraq, and the road home was through Baghdad, but they're all mad now, and they're getting shot and killed. And, well, how dare those troops criticize the government? They should all be arrested as working for Al-Qaeda if they criticize their commander and draft dodger chief, their guy who was AWOL for a year from the Air National Guard. Again, that's a symbol of pride. By the way, the Drudge Report talked about how Bush signed an American flag, which is against the U.S. code, but it said only George Bush can do that. He is our commander-in-chief and can do whatever he wants to the flag. Well, that's not true. And on top of it, I want to add, he's not commander-in-chief until Congress declares war. But again, he's just a puppet. All right, enough out-of-control behavior. I'm going to launch straight into this plethora of vital news and take your calls. When we get back, stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have tried many other diets to lose weight, and I have not been successful.
Here's more that have lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
With Vim and Vigor.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Humanization. Imagine how pathetic it is to have an oppressive government where even local police thugs can just arrest you and take you away to a forced labor camp if they want your wife, or more often, if they want your business, or they want your customers. I mean, that's how tyranny works, folks. The local thugs set up their own little crime syndicates, and the establishment doesn't care because that's the type of people they want working for them. Well, that started now in New York and Chicago and Miami and Los Angeles and Portland, Oregon and Seattle, Washington and Houston, Texas. And then the reverse psychology begins. The people begin to worship the tyranny out of fear. They love it. They thank them. And it goes to the heads of the oppressors, and they think, oh, it's our right to do this. And your daughters then grow up throwing themselves at the capos, at the mafia dons, at the government street level thugs. This is the pattern of tyranny and serfdom and the pathetic mass of jellyfish that have been engineered into being slaves. What do you think about it, folks? What do you think about the New World Order? What do you think about slavery? Can you look at the news and see how America's being turned into a police state? Does it make you angry? Do you want to change it? Do you want to stop it? The toll-free number to join us on air today on this live Monday edition is 800-259-9231. And we'll go to your calls here in a moment. 800-259-9231. And yes, my websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This weekend, it hit me. I mean, it hit me between the eyes. I was sitting there getting ready for a big radio show I was going on last night on WLW. We were getting calls from North Carolina and Florida and Indiana on the Bill Beauchere show for 2 hours, but I was there getting ready for the show, and I had this pile of news articles that had been in my truck from when I'd been at one of the other studios doing a show with John Stettmiller, Saturday show we do, and I was looking at USA Today, and I was looking at Television Week magazine, and I was looking at this AP article, and it said, yeah, your television's listening to you with audio sensors, and all the new cars have got audio sensors listening to you, hooked into Homeland Security. And I had a Salt Lake City Tribune article about, yeah, the police helicopters have got ground-penetrating radar and look through your walls, you know, crisp image. And I thought, you know, I've mentioned all this on the air many times, but there's no way to describe how horrible this is. All I do is desensitize you further. I get up here, I rant and rave about it. The average idiot driving along hasn't heard about it yet and will laugh at me and say that's not true because that's part of the old paradigm that stuff like this doesn't exist and they're good at rationalizing things. And as soon as they read it in Time Magazine, they'll go, okay, it's good, I want it, watch me, listen to me, I love black helicopters. You know, it's like Ann Coulter when she was on this show. She was talking about government corruption. She goes, oh, black helicopters. And then if I was to confront her about black helicopters, I could have, you know, there's hundreds of news articles. I said, yeah, I mean, they attacked Texas. They were all over the newspapers, burning buildings, firing Czechoslovakian troops, screaming, machine gunning, things blowing up, foaming at the mouth, insanity, helicopters attacking buildings downtown San Antonio, explosions, police chiefs on the news saying they didn't authorize it, total bedlam. I mean, I got footage of all that. I got newscast. I got AP. I got Kingsville Record. I got Austin American Statesman. I got WorldNet Daily. I got Charlotte Observer. I got police chiefs on video I interviewed. I got foreign troops. I got, but still, doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, it just doesn't matter to them. It's just a conspiracy theory. I mean, I live in a state where we routinely have foreign troops running around screaming, firing automatic weapons at 9 o'clock at night, unannounced. And the police just, I got the police on the news going, well, we weren't allowed to tell the public. Once it started, we went out with our squad cars and said anyone outside their house would be arrested. I got the police chief in Alice, Texas going, well, there are foreign assets involved, but I'm not at liberty to say. He actually talks like that, you know, the fake Texan talk about the puke. He started going, I'm not at liberty to say about it. This is the La La Land crazy world that we're living in, that we're facing, that we're dealing with. And I'm the weirdo for reading the Austin American Statesman about black helicopters. In fact, after weeks of this, six towns, not counting San Antonio, six towns and one big city getting hit, people having heart attacks, you know, the troops would go in 200 feet from a nursing home, Casa Ricardo in Kingsville, blowing up two buildings, fire shooting out, covertly leasing the buildings and then attacking them. This is all psychological warfare testing. It's admitted. The RAND Corporation admits it. This is all public. The Statesman has, it says, South Texas invaded, black helicopters attack. And then it says next to it, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones believes in black helicopters. Oh. So see, they're telling you it's still not acceptable. Yes, we're going to throw it in your face. We're doing this, but you're still a weirdo like this guy if you don't like it. It said Alex Jones has been preaching about the black helicopters, the imaginary helicopters for years, and now it's come true, but it's really just training for your safety. Oh, now it had come true. I just had imagined there were these black helicopters attacking all over the country, and then magically it just so happened to happen in Texas. And they were always quoting the same Delta Force people, the same Fort Bragg officials with the same quotes. Well, we do this for your safety, and this is the first type such training drill ever done. Your city is special. And then I have articles going back, you know, 10 years before that with them doing it. And it's always the same story. They covertly show up, lease a government building. The government pulls out of the building 2 days before. And then, you know, 5 to 15 helicopters attack, generally with foreigners screaming, blowing buildings up. And then the police show up and go, you'll be arrested if you videotape this or criticize them. And news reporters show up and they grab their film. This is national security. By the way, I got an article here out of Time Magazine, inside of Newsweek. There's two articles on this, but one out of Newsweek, and it says here that, oh, people are planting marijuana on the public lands, and so the Army Rangers, don't be surprised if they need to search your vehicle or search your bags if you're out in the national parks. It's just the troops. And then in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where they had the fires have been put out, but the news reports, well, it's part of Homeland Security. Some of the troops are going to stay and patrol the parks, and they may not allow you into the parks, but again, they're the bosses now. And the feds said, quote, it's about desensitizing you to accept an end of posse comitatus. Any excuse to get that done. And now there's another headline here. California energy scam fraud traced to the White House. And it turns out that they were involved with Governor Gray Davis in the Enron scamming. Well, we already knew that. It was already in the Sacramento Bee about 2 years ago that he would buy, Governor Davis would, a megawatt for $147. He'd buy a megawatt from Enron and then sell it back to him for a dollar. That's a nice markup there, isn't it? I mean, this is the type of news we've got here, and there is so much of it, so much vital news and information. Researchers help define what makes a political conservative. You ought to see this UC Berkeley article, what the phony left's up to. I'm going to expose that later. Of course, I really should talk about the really important news. Lance Armstrong has won the Tour de France again. That's a joke, folks. I really shouldn't talk about such things. Also, U.S. hunts for Saddam around the Tigris River. Don't you want to bet they're about to find him? Of course, it'll be a dead body double. Old Saddam and the boys are in Belarus, according to press reports. I trust a lot more than this media. And by the way, we've reposted on Infowars.com some of the articles where they claim they killed him day one, and they claim they killed him at the end of the war. They claim they killed his sons a couple times. They were sure of it. They found the bodies. Well, now they show us these latest photos, and there's more holes than you can drive 100 Mack trucks through. But U.S. hunts for Saddam around Tigris River. What do you think about this? You think the story's real? You think they've really caught Saddam's sons? You think they really killed him? How can you believe a group that claim that trucks for pumping up balloons, for pumping up blimps, were bioweapons trucks when the British sold it to them and knew what it was? Who create fake Niger documents? U.S. hunts for Saddam around the Tigris River. American forces focused their hunt for Saddam Hussein around the Tigris River. Hometown reported a near miss Sunday in a raid to capture his new chief of security. And perhaps the ousted dictator himself, a U.S. soldier, was killed south of Baghdad. The latest death in a spike of guerrilla attacks. It says they killed 5 innocent people and a bunch of U.S. troops were killed. 5 innocent Iraqis and 5 U.S. troops dead this weekend. Abbott Bush has got the Hearst backed up to the plane saying, hey, bring them on. Troops of the 4th Infantry Division, acting on tips from informants, hit 3 farms in the Tikrit region in the pre-dawn area, but learned their specific target, the security chief, had left the area the day before. We missed him by 24 hours, Lieutenant Colonel Steve Russell, who led the operation, who witnessed by the Associated Press reporter. By the way, most of these key embedded reporters, if they're not former colonels or army chiefs or admitted CIA, you look at their dossier, they've been part of the other government agencies. Here's that article I mentioned earlier, busted, and this particular one is out of time. There's another from Newsweek. Drug dealers are planting pot farms all over our national parks. Oh, and the Park Service is struggling to root them out. Time goes on a raid. Going in at dawn, rangers search for a marijuana farm in Tahoe National Forest. And it talks about park rangers working with the National Guard are out there running around, and you need to go ahead and go along with them because it'll keep you safe. Oh, it's amazing. Continuing, I don't want to spend any time on this, but Bush in a rally was caught on by a photographer signing an American flag, which violates the U.S. code, and they've tried to pass a constitutional amendment, which is a red herring. The First Amendment that the flag symbolizes states that you should be able to write on the flag if you want to. I like the flag. I find it offensive to write on it or desecrate it, but I find it more offensive to take that right away, because that's what the flag symbolizes. You know, we're not blood and soil here like Germany, where we mindlessly worship the flags, at least not yet. But in this religious fervor, it came out that the high priest of phony patriotism, George W. Blueblood from Kennebunkport, Maine, had signed the flag, George Bush. And everyone freaked out about it, but don't worry, Matt Drudge, another New World Order priest, told us that, hey, it's okay. The high priest is the only one, it actually says this, only the commander-in-chief is allowed to burn a flag, cut a flag, write on a flag. He can change the rules whenever he wants as our dictator. And so it's okay. It's okay. And, you know, four legs good, two legs bad. But, you know, now it's okay for the pigs to start walking upright and saying, four legs okay, but two legs better. Okay, if you haven't read Animal Farm by George Orwell, you think I sound completely insane. It'll probably be in a New York Times article that Mr. Jones talks about pigs and walking on two legs. It's a book written by George Orwell. I've got to watch it, though. I'll get emails. Oh, boy. I'm pro-Second Amendment, pro-national sovereignty. That means I'm an evil liberal, according to Ann Coulter. We'll come back, and I promise we'll start going to your calls. Do you believe these are really the Saddam sons that have been killed? Can you believe anything comes out of the neocon mouthpieces of the mainstream media? What do you think about all the evidence coming out of Dick Cheney with the Energy Department months before 9/11, divvying up the Iraq oil, saying it'll soon be ours? What do you think about the morale of the U.S. troops at rock bottom, and that now the Pentagon says it's going to prosecute troops that complain? I guess now, I mean, it's easy to ride around in your dually and say you support the troops, but does that mean allowing them to be nerve gassed and hit with depleted uranium by our government? Again, if you really support the troops, you'll have to find out what's happened to them. And there's a bunch of other news here, but it really shows how petty things have gotten, that people are criticizing Bush now for riding on one of these desecrated Chinese flags. I mean, it's a thousand times worse that the flags are made, admittedly, in some of the slave camps of China. I've done my own little study in stores. About 1 out of 20 flags you find is made in America. I have found a few that are made in America. Most of them, if not all, are made in Taiwan or China. And Taiwan's not that bad. I mean, they got more freedom than China, but it's a lot worse. You know, Drudge, why do you care if Bush signs a flag? That's nothing compared to the fact that people are running around with flags made by slaves. I mean, if you respect the American flag, give me a break. All these things should be burned. And you're like, what do you mean, you traitor? That's how you're supposed to dispose of a flag that has been misused or desecrated. As long as we're going to have the religion of flag worship, let's practice it properly. Okay, enough ranting and raving. We will get to your calls. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Enzyme Phytonutrient, or EPN, is a new all-in-one combination of enzymes and saccharides necessary for optimal cellular communication. EPN is created using a unique 14-day process resembling human digestion, in which soy seeds are completely assimilated into basic nutrients and natural sweeteners. Enzymes are complex proteins found in digestive juices, causing food to break down at an accelerated rate. Phytonutrients come from plants, which provide important protective substances called phytochemicals. Saccharides are known to be important in cellular communication. 1 tablespoon before each meal is all that is needed. The diseases EPN may be helpful in relieving are too numerous to mention here, so call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for more information about this exciting new dietary supplement. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, we got Dr. McCulloch coming on, the head of this corporation that builds the little prefab relocation centers, the safety centers, the love centers, the quarantine centers. And they've said they'll use sports stadiums, whatever's needed. The Rocky Mountain News has reported mass graves and incinerators out in their great state. That's the Rocky Mountain News, mass graves and incinerators. But the company, there's hundreds of these companies. They have a quick little prefab isolation system. And the government said, we're going to be hit by biologicals because, you know, they'll get more power and control and they want to save us. And they're going to give themselves the opportunity to save us from our liberties and freedoms. So that's coming up in about 15 minutes, and I got another guest coming on from Canada, where they're refusing to register their guns en masse. So that'll be an interesting guest. But I know we've got TJ, Tom, John, and others. Let's go to TJ in Minnesota. Go ahead, TJ. You're on the air. Good to talk to you, TJ.
It's been a while. There's a tape coming to John. You and Violet are welcome to listen to it in the next 10 days, too. But the only flags I have a tremendous respect for right now is the Jones family flag, which said, "Don't tread on me," designed by that famous naval officer, John Paul Jones, and the Confederate flags. And that's an unfortunate circumstance. But regarding commanders in chiefs, I have in front of me a Naval Blue Jackets manual, original copyright, 1938. Unfortunately, Alex, whether you call him the commander-in-chief or otherwise, he's the boss, because the Secretary of the Navy is the highest-ranking naval officer, even though he's a civilian. And unfortunately, most unfortunately, he is a direct appointee of the president with the approval of the Senate. These are unfortunate circumstances.
By the way, the guy who was about to be Secretary of the Navy committed suicide again.
That is a fragmented news story that you can only hear at about 3 a.m. on network. I hope you'll elaborate on that. God bless you. I'm out of here, Alex.
All right. Thank you, TJ. Yes, it's very interesting. I do have a Reuters, UPI, and AP article, but they're claiming now he might have had cancer again, and maybe he did commit suicide. I mean, he's a globalist. The Dr. David Kelly subject, though, everything points away from suicide. Tom in Texas. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. And God bless you. And I've been, I pray for you all the time. You sound like me. I'm 44 years old, and I've been on this stuff for all my life since my granddaddy told me about this stuff. Anyway, I've called up a lot of congressmen. I've taken some of this stuff off the InfoWars, and wrote it down on about 3-4 pages of nothing but congressmen and senators, all of them. I called them, every one of them, up here about 2 weeks ago, got on them, bought me a calling card, and I told them what I felt about it. I was real discreet now. But I did. I've been working on it, Alex. And
Tom, it's very important that they know that we know.
Right.
That we're aware of what they're doing. That can exactly. And will back exactly. Them off.
Yes, sir. And I told them that John Ashcroft, I can't name all of them I talked to, but they're over 50. I talked to and told them that John Ashcroft needs no expansion of powers. As a matter of fact, you need to repeal it. He doesn't need that. He doesn't even know how to use the power he's got. And I mean, I told him flat out, man. I'm talking about, I got in some conversation with him, too. Used up several calling cards, but that's how I'm doing it. And the helicopters are flying around all over the place up here in Lake Livingston, man. They're all over. The black Apaches are all over the place up here.
Keeping you safe, Tom.
Yeah, right.
Tom, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, what about John Dean? You know, what do you think about him?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Stay there. We'll come back. We'll let you elaborate, Tom. Then we'll go to John, and many others. Then we got a guest coming on.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...